Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Wednesday, the 25th day of September. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula. 3,255 head with a weighted average weight of 550.79 pounds. Price value at 280.29. That's $4.17 higher than Tuesday's formula price. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday. Cattle 120,000 head. That's down 5,000 from a week ago, down 6,000 from a year ago. Wednesday's hog slaughter at 486,000 head. That's up 7,000 from a week ago, down 2,000 head from a year ago. Tuesday was cattle auction day at the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Cuba. 1,208 head this week compared to last week's steers, $2 to $5 higher. Heifers under 550 pounds, 4 to 8 higher. Those over 550 pounds, 2 to 4 higher. The steers, medium and large ones, 400 to 500 pounds, 295 to 315, some unweaned at 275. 5 to 6 weights at 276 to 30750 with some unweaned at 263. 6 to 7 weight steers, 270 to 28650. 7 to 8 weights at 245 to 256 and a quarter. A package 853-pound steers at 237. The heifers, medium and large ones, 400 to 500 pounds, 273 to 306. 5 to 6 weights at 247 to 268.50. 6 to 7 weights at 233 to 251. Some 7 to 8 weights at 221 to 239.10. Closing futures markets on the Board of Trade, corn for December, 3.5 higher, closing the day at 415 and a quarter. March at 433 and a quarter, up 2.5, and May at 443 and a half, up 2.25. Soybeans for November up 11, 1053 and a quarter. January up 11 and a quarter at 1071 and three quarters. March at 1084 and three quarters, up 11 and a half. Wheat for December, 11 and a quarter higher, 589 and a quarter. March at 608 and a quarter, that's up 11. May closed at 618 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for October, 183.05, down 15. December, 184.32, down 7. February, 185.50, up 7. September feeder cattle closed 42 cents higher, 245.37. October up 22 at 246.02. November 244.05, up 65. Lean hogs for October 82.47, up 35. December at 74.90, down 7. February 78.62, down 7. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.